else.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. My name is Jason. I'm joined by my lovely wife, Ashley. And together, we have our little podcast from Italy, which is surprisingly taken off.
It's climbing the charts, thanks to our listeners. Ciao, I'm Ashley. And yeah, seriously, I was checking it out. And if you search Podcasts Italy, yes, the title of our podcast is Podcast in Italy, you would think we'd come up number one. However, for a long time, low on the list.
Why would people think we would come up number one?
Because the name is basically the same thing as the search. It's not like something creative like some of the other ones.
That's true.
It's just, it is what it is. It's a podcast and we're in Italy. But I checked the other day and we've been in the top five. Yesterday, we passed freaking Rick Steves at number like four. I couldn't believe it. And we made the What's Hot list. So hot or not, we are hot. Sizzle, sizzle.
Today is the 9th of January. It's a foggy, cold, wet winter's day.
Umido.
It is a little umido. It does. Wet, humid days are great for stone farmhouses to really get that chill on them where you can't really get your nose warm. And
no, it's been really nice and warm the past couple days. And so we didn't even light a fire in the kitchen or in our place for a whole day, and that doesn't seem like a big idea, like a big deal, but whew, it made this morning coming downstairs a bit frigid, and your toes curled for sure when they hit the floor. I don't know, it's been spectacularly gorgeous during the day, but then it gets negative, what, six or something in the morning?
Negative six or seven, yeah, it's freezing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So
big swings, but thick fog.
But even worse than the thick fog is the combination of not being able to see and how shitty our road has gotten.
Distrutta. It is so destroyed that it's so dangerous too. And we're becoming a bit flabbergasted on if we should start petitioning and writing to the comunes, if we need to start taking photos and do some sort of like telegiornale, shaming. I don't know.
Yeah, like make a little video and send it to the news, but don't really want to rock the boat either.
No,
stay under the radar. No one really bothers us out here. We're not causing trouble. We want our road fixed, so we're the troublemakers. But I don't know. Is it worth the?
I don't know. But we are going to blow a tire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our suspension on our car is ruined, but we drive too fast on the road.
Wonderfully, one of the neighbors to help for the traffic for New Year's Eve, you took their tractor, scraped up a bunch of the mud on the side of the road, and covered holes that way.
So there's the one bridge that if you don't get a good run in the morning, it's fine. If the mud's frozen, you can just like drive right over. But in the afternoons, you have to get a good, got to get going pretty good. Otherwise, when you hit the mud, you don't have enough momentum to push you through it.
Because it's so thick, and it's so deep, and the holes are so deep, so even if you start to go into a hole, you can get stuck in the mud in the hole. It's just
also something that's crazy that I never realized before, that if you get mud on the inside of your tires and it dries, it throws the balance of the tires off, so you'll be going down the road, and once you get above, like, 45 or 50, it'll start feeling like the back of the car is, like, jumping up and down. It's because you have all this mud caked to the inside of your tires, and now they're out of
and it's
out
like cement.
It
I
is
know.
Like cement. It's awesome. It's awesome.
And it gets everywhere on your clothes, getting in and out of the car. You're all dressed up, ready to go.
Yeah, went to dinner last night with some
showered
friends.
Showered and shaved.
Wow. It was a Wednesday, a Tuesday night, so Ashley showered. And yeah, you can't get out of the car in a nice pair of pants and a nice jacket because it gets that crap, all the mud.
White mud just cakes onto your shoes, pants, everything. It's horrible, that road.
So anyway, we digress. So
yes,
that's our decision to be made, is whether we should make a video or write a letter.
Rock the boat, baby, rock the boat.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm leaning towards hope, just maybe just talking about it a little bit in town on, on Tuesday.
We could cry. Oh, it is so hard.
It's not like people don't know about it.
I know. Someone told me they thought, from Urbana, they thought our road was closed because it was. He saw how bad it was. He was like, oh, I figured they closed it a long time ago. I was like, oh, great. No, we still live down at the end of it. Oh, so, my gosh. Oh, but also, I was just thinking about, this is so random, how good the orange juice is.
That's right. It has started. We got our first case of the blood oranges, and we've been having fresh squeezed blood orange juice every morning. The best part of winter is blood orange juice every day.
And I'm going to have to make my arancello soon, my blood orange version of a limoncello. I've got to get the oranges ordered, and I'm going to have to do like a double or triple batch. I ran out of that stuff so fast.
Do we have alcohol, pure alcohol?
I think so.
All right, you're good to go. All right, I'll order them next time. Going into town today.
I think I'm going to make them in small bottles this year for that to sell, because guests go crazy for it, and everyone wants to buy a small little bottle.
Well, then you need to make 20 liters.
All right, I'll do it.
You'll do it? All right. Everyone does like it. I think it tastes I think it tastes like orange flavored rubbing alcohol.
Take it from the chef. It's delicious.
Yes. If you're into orange flavored rubbing alcohol, or we have lemon flavored rubbing alcohol, you can have your pick.
It is good. And it's almost kind of thick and icy. Oh, it's nice.
Okay. Anyway, what's going on? We made a funny story about the Godster. We went and sausage making time. So Godji's been, talking about it's time to make sausages.
Pounding us. Okay, Thursday.
Last Thursday. Thursday. I have to be there.
Wait, back it up, too. Then, 2 days before, he's like, right, I need to see if it's okay with Vittorio. I haven't spoken to him yet.
Oh, yes.
It's like, you're planning this, and you haven't even talked to the guy whose house you want to go to.
So we go to Vittorio's, he lives in Morota, which is 10 minutes south of Fano. And Vittorio has a passion for making salamis and sausages and lonzo.
And dancing with his wife.
And he loves to do it. He does it every winter. He does it for his friends and family. And we go down there and we make a good amount with him, and then I come back and do some by myself. But he's the master. I'm still learning, even after
he's got the touch.
He does have the touch.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so Gaji said, all right, Thursday's the day. Go down there. How many kilos do you want? And I told him I want 50 kilos, 25 sausage, 25 salami. He goes, all right, I'll tell Vittorio. Get there. He goes, but I'm not going to be able to go, because I have to work in the morning, and then I'll be there in the afternoon. But you be there bright and early. You make sure you're there early. All right. So I get there early. I work all afternoon. Gaji shows up in the afternoon. We have lunch. It was a long day.
We
did 80 kilos of meat in total, and we were in there from...
You're doing it with an 82-year-old man.
I know. He's awesome.
Trooper.
He is a trooper. And, pumped out sausages like a machine all day long. And,
standing in the cold, like a...
Yeah, he took his garage and turned it into what we call a laboratorio, or a workshop. And he's got the drain in the floor, and he's got a nice big long table, and he's got a wood-burning stove, and a little, what do they call it? What do you call the little two-burner thing that's connected to a propane tank?
Yeah, it's like a little camp unit.
No, they would call it a hot plate, but it's not a hot plate, because a hot plate you plug in. This is off gas. Anyway. So he's set up out there. I like it. It's a nice little setup out there.
He's got some white wine always on
the
counter.
He does have a little wine going always. And we worked all day. Gaji shows up after lunch. When it's time to go, I go to pay, and he goes, what are you doing? I go, well, I have to pay for the sausage and salami. He goes, no, I'm paying. I go, no, I don't want you to pay for them. They're mine. I'm going to use them for throughout the year for when I make dinner. This is an antipasto, you know. He goes, no. These are mine. This is for me. All this stuff you guys did today, this is for me.
You see all this shit right here?
All this shit right here? Yeah, that's all mine. I know I told you it was yours, but we'll come back next week and do yours. Which is fine, it just struck me as really funny, because it's fine. I have no problem. I'm more than happy to go down there.
But it was a little bait and switch.
It was a little bamboozly. I do feel a little bamboozled. All he had to do is say, I can't go. Victoria's going to be there all alone. Can you go down there and make... I love doing it. I enjoy doing it with him. It's good practice, and it's I get to learn. So... But it was just hysterical. It was like, I'm just holding all these crates of salamis and sausages. Then, he's like, where are you going with this?
The best part is, he goes, all right, now take all these back to your house and hang them up to dry.
So they are hanging in apartment number 3 for anyone who stayed here and stayed in
the apartment. She's the agent, yes. So we've got the first 30 kilos hanging.
Yep, and we're going tomorrow, which I have to go into town and get some stuff. I'm going to make a sugo and some pasta, bring over some lunch.
That'll be nice.
Cause we're gonna
Bravo, Jason.
We're going to go back to Vittorio's tomorrow, this time to make... we'll make the salamis and sausages for our stocks.
But we only... With him, we only make the... classic recipe, if you will. They do not stray from what they know.
No, they...
We've talked about this, I know, before. Yeah. But,
So I'll make 40 kilos in total. I'll make 20 kilos of salamis and 20 kilos of sausages tomorrow with him. And then I'll probably do another 20 and 20 mm-hmm. on my own throughout the month and try some different things. Because I want to try... I like making fennel sausages.
That is so good.
And I like making spicy
salamis. And we have the boar!
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that's good for... It's frozen, though. I don't want to put frozen meat into dried salamis.
Oh, I thought that would be... That's what I thought we were saving it for.
Yeah, I talked to him last time, though. You don't want frozen meat in fresh... That you're drying.
Well, and we're going to go sometime... Oh, my God. This has been, like, the week of...
Yeah, we've lived in the car this week. This week...
Actually, we haven't.
Kind of. We work... all summer long, so when people invite us over to go see them and do things, and we generally can't because we can't afford to
close the kitchen
or close the place and take off all day.
Or so, someone's arriving. It's just, it's impossible.
It is impossible. So during the winter time is more the time where we visit friends and try to socialize a bit more. And,
which is your number one favorite pastime.
Yeah, man. Well, I just like to go to bed. I just like to go to bed at like 10 o'clock, and that, like I said last night,
not be bothered.
I was up till 1:30. I was hardcore.
That's the Wire arrived, and we were able to watch that.
So we've been doing a lot of that, and plus it's very
Italian.
Beginning of the new year, you see all your friends, you visit with them. New year after the new year, so. We've been doing that this week.
We have a lot
week.
Of dinner dates.
We have more next week.
Yes. Our lunch. A lot of time in the car.
Yeah, because everyone lives, it's the countryside. So no one lives 2 minutes away. It's always like, oh, well, it's just Fano. It's only
45
minutes away. Or, they live in Sassocavaro, which is 50 minutes away the other direction.
Which means, actually, that we listen to a lot of podcasts ourselves.
It is true. We do. Which we should listen to Italian radio and get our...
such a crazy zoo.
It is. It's the morning zoo. It is horrible. But,
if any of you guys have any suggestions of great podcasts or other travel podcasts or Italy ones, let us know. Definitely put it in the comments. I'm sure we would like to know, and other people who, search them out. I like them.
So last Sunday was Bafana, the Epiphany, the 6th of January, and we talked about who La Bafana was, and we were all set to go. We wanted to go in the early, or the late afternoon, with a couple hours of light left, so Ashley could take some pictures without it using the flash or it being blurry, and...
we got halfway there, to the top of the hill to Urbana. So.
All dressed up, showered again.
Yeah, showered again.
Clean clothes all over again.
I wouldn't go that far.
I was wearing all clean clothes.
So was I. But, so we went all the way down our road, up the hill, like 5 kilometers. So in total, about 15 or so kilometers we drove. Realized we don't have the wallet in the car.
No money, no wallet. Then it was like, ugh.
So we turn around, we have to go back all the way down our horrible
road.
The aforementioned
horrible mud road with all the potholes and all the thing. And then when we got back, it was like,
we're losing the light.
We lost the light, and I don't really feel like going down that road again. So,
no, that would, yeah, exactly. Because then we'd have to come home on it another time, too.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, please.
So we're kind of. The truth about Bafana is we didn't go.
The words of Jason's grandmother,
who needs it? And Sunday night was playoffs, and the playoffs were starting.
Yeah.
NFL playoffs were starting at 7 p.m. Italy time, so I don't know. We could do, I'm sure it was beautiful. The witch came down from the witch came down from the clock tower, and it was fun. And there was gastronomic stands.
We weren't there to cheer.
No, we were not there to cheer. You're not there to cheer.
No, but I felt like I missed out on fried food, fried dough.
Yeah, yeah, you did miss out on probably some kind of fried dough. Mm-hmm. So Ashley had a little freak out the other day. The January, the winter brings wet weather, and with wet weather on the northerly facing walls of most people's houses, we found out last night, because the north is where the north facing wall is where you don't get any sunshine, you'll get a little bit of mold on the wall.
Black mold, I was grown up to be taught, is the number one killer. It's a number one killer. I freak out.
The other day I hear screaming.
I'm like, Jason, seriously, Jason, you've got to see. This is serious.
Jason, get in here. Look, cover your mouth. Cover your mouth. She's got a scarf wrapped around her head. Look it up in that.
It's black mold. I thought it was the number one killer. And even in the dining room, when we first moved in, there was like a fuzzy mold. Not black mold, but something else. And thankfully that got sealed off and stopped. But that freaked me out too because I've always thought, first of all, I thought I was allergic to mold. I thought everyone was. Second, and like that it'll give you lung diseases. And that, so it was super dangerous and unhealthy and third world.
Third world? You know, mold has been on this earth planet longer than probably anything else.
I don't know. I just thought it was, and a reason to literally, for like a red tag shutdown,
like hazmat suit people. Yeah.
Bring in what's his name from Home Makeover.
Ty Pennington.
Bring in Ty Pennington. And
so Ashley's been telling everyone.
Not everyone.
Quite a few, more than one.
Well, I had to wash all these sweaters.
She's been talking a lot about mold to people, and basically everyone tells her the same thing. We have a little bit of it too. It's not a big deal. You just spray it. You take a little either bleach water or ammonia water, and you kind of rub it down. You air out that room a little bit, and it happens once a year.
Well, we're creating the perfect freaking mold storm because it's in a room for our clothes next to the bathroom. It's dark.
No window.
No window near the stufa, the fireplace.
On the north side of the building.
So it's just like loving it. So, and I'm hating it. I'm freaking out.
She is freaking out. But
I was like, should we move out?
I just love her disappointment every time she brings this up, and whoever she's telling it to is mostly Italians. Are just like, yeah, it happens. It happens. It's January. It's wet out.
Number one killer.
Number one killer. You're lucky to be alive still.
I know.
Oh my gosh. All right, what are you doing for the rest of the day? It's late. We were up late last night. We woke up. We slept in this morning till, 8:45.
Don't even tell him it was the truth.
It was the truth.
Woo! That felt luxurious.
So what are you doing today?
I am working on the computer.
Working on the computer. Sounds fun. I am going to go make a ragu to take to Vittorio's for lunch tomorrow. I think I'm going to make a nice...
I'm craving a matriciana.
Oh, matriciana.
I love it. I love me some pork cheek.
A matriciana is onion, pig cheek, and tomato.
Oh, it's so good. I think it's better than any ragu, personally.
I know, but ragu, you put the meat in there, and then you make the pasta, and then you serve the meat on the bone after.
You love that part.
Everyone loves that part.
Get real, everyone loves that part.
Everyone loves that part. What are you talking about? So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to break some bread today. I'm going to finally finish your lamps, your lights for video that, I don't know. I get a lot of projects going. I get them mostly done, and then something else will pull me away, so...
It's called ADD.
I got an open toolbox and shit all over the kitchen. Like, just...
Totally. He turned the kitchen into his workstation. At one point, there were bits of, like, electrical wires all over the floor, and it was just like...
I'm a workman.
I know. You like it. You and your tools.
I know. I did. I got a circular saw. Did I talk about this?
I don't know. I can't remember.
For Christmas, I got a great Christmas present. I got power tools for Christmas. Never gotten a tools for Christmas before, but it's wonderful.
He wants this to be a tradition.
I want it to be a tradition because there's just something really satisfying of seeing a giant box wrap. Like, I got the great Bosch professional circular saw, my first power saw, before I was doing all my wood cutting with a chainsaw, which is very safe.
Or one of those little...
Or a hacksaw or a handsaw, which doesn't really... I mean, it works. It's just a pain. But, man, there is something very, very satisfying of seeing a giant, wrapped, heavy box. Like, you move it, and it's heavy, and you know there's something cool inside. It's ooh, I loved it. It was cool. So...
I'm glad.
I don't know where that went, but... Buy yourself a power tool.
Yeah, a little boys and their toys moment.
Yeah. So I'm baking bread, I'm making ragu, and I am...
You said something sweet, too.
Yeah.
I want fried pork chops for dinner, also.
Fried pork chops. We've gotten so fat. I've gotten so fat over the last month.
It's the time for it to get fat.
And when I ask you what you want for dinner, you don't hit me with, like, oh, maybe we should have some steamed fish and over some rice and cabbage. You hit me with, I want fried pork chops.
Hell yeah, I do. That sounds good.
I know,
good.
Of course. They sound delicious. Who doesn't want fried pork chops for dinner? But, oh, man. Well, I made tuna cow. Okay.
Oh, my God. Are we going there?
Let's just go there. Once in a while, I'll get an urge for something really American and really crappy. Other day, I made tuna casserole. Now, I don't know how you make your tuna casserole, but where I'm from...
First of all, you had to collect the ingredients
all over Europe. I had to get cream of mushroom soup from Holland. I had to get Worcestershire... I had to, like, smuggle Worcestershire sauce in. It was quite the piecemeal to make freaking tuna casserole. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about how you make your tuna casserole, but I like myself some crackers and crushed up crackers and potato chips on top. And it was... I haven't had tuna casserole in quite some time.
Probably 6 or 7 years.
I don't even know. When was the last time you had a tuna casserole?
That's what I mean.
I have no idea. Who knows?
10 years?
I would like to suggest to anyone who's listening, give it a whirl. Tuna casserole, not...
We sound so fat. I think last time we talked about scalloped potatoes.
Scalloped potatoes. There's another one.
That's dinner right there. Let's have fried pork chops and scalloped potatoes.
Are you kidding me? Are you done? That's coma. Oh, I can't make that. I can't make that. I can't make that.
I'm just trying to turn my cheeks into dumplings.
I'm so fat where I can't be any fatter.
Should we start walking?
Yeah, well, we're getting soon. We're going to take care of the dog, so we're getting him. We're getting our neighbor's dog soon, and he likes to go on nice, long, hour-and-a-half, two-hour walks every morning, which is good. Instead of puttering around with electronics or working on the computer, you get up and you move.
You move. It helps.
All right, that's it. We're going to keep it short this week. Thank you very, very much for listening. We could drone on about pointless tuna casseroles, but you guys have better things to do with your lives, and so do we. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us at La Tavola Marche. That's LATAVOLAMARCHE.com. Email us at info@LaTavolaMarche. You can find us on Facebook. Ashley gets really excited when you guys like her stuff. Oh, look how many likes I got today. 63 likes. People like me. Like, come on, man. This is all virtual retardedness.
No, from my pictures and things, I like it. For the photos, my God.
So, listen, you can do your part by boosting Ashley's self-confidence and and her social status in the virtual reality by liking her stuff on Facebook. And she really loves it when you what is it?
Share.
Reshare. Oh, 8 people reshared my stuff. Enough. Stop it.
You're making fun of me.
I am. Anyway, do all that stuff and you'll make Ashley very happy. If you like our podcast, please tell a friend. Any questions, comments, or things you'd like us to talk about, shoot us an email. Have a wonderful week and we will talk to you next time.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.